Welcome to the Haven Homestead Podcast, where we learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives. My name is Chris, and this is episode 7, and we're going to be talking today about Patreon. I've mentioned it on the last few episodes of my podcast, and it's come to my realization that some of you might not know what Patreon is and why it's important to me. That you head on out there and check it out and maybe even support. One of my gurus, I listen to other podcasts, and one of my gurus that I really like is Jack Spirko at the Survival Podcast. And his support comes from what he calls the Member Support Brigade, which is a membership that he gives certain discounts or certain perks to for joining. And he always says, you know, 18 cents an episode is, you know, what it's worth for 1 year of the Member Support Brigade. After I listened to him for a little while, I thought, you know what, it's really worth 18 cents an episode, more than that, for the information I've got from him. And so I happily joined, and it's been great. It's been a good relationship. He has lots of perks. Another podcast I was listening to was called The School of Podcasting with David Jackson. And on it, he interviewed Taryn Arnold, which is the Community Happiness Representative, is her job title, at Patreon. She's one of the actually Patreon employees. And in it, they talked about what is Patreon to her and what is Patreon trying to accomplish. So Patreon is a way for content creators to get supported by the people that enjoy their content. So, for instance, musicians or cartoonists or fashion people or photographers or writers, podcasts, all those are content creators. And on this, if you like someone, like Peter Hollins, for instance, is someone that is always brought up when you're talking about Patreon, and he sings a cappella music, and he does a great job, and he's does some really amazing videos. Well, he gets support through Patreon and is able to keep his videos funded by Patreon. The first thing, you know, is that it's a way for people to support content creators. Another way is to keep the community, people, you know, in a community, no matter what the kind of community it is, engaged and up to date. So, for instance, if we're having classes out here at Haven Homestead, and for some reason you haven't signed up for the newsletter or something like that, if you don't live in the county that we do and get the Centralia College's flyer for all their continuing education classes, then this is another way for you to find out when our classes are, or when we're starting our online school, or, you know, whatever is going on with our strides in trying to bring sustainable lifestyles to more people. Another thing about it is that it's a way to make this work, meaning podcast and education, more sustainable. So it has, in Patreon, people give pledges of $1, $3, $5, $10, $30, you know, on up. And there are people who, you know, put in some interesting rewards for some of these tiers, and they'll have, you know, really big tier. Taryn, on that School of Podcasting episode, she talks about, you know, somebody said, you know, if you pledge me $30,000, then I'll fly to wherever you're at and I'll give you a hug and kiss your baby on the forehead and stuff like that. So there are some very creative and funny rewards out there. Our rewards are a little more down to earth. $10, you get a mug that will have Haven Homestead Podcast Patron on it. And at $30, you get a t-shirt. We try to make them, you know, worthwhile to the people that actually would like to support us and show their support. Right now, our lowest tier is $1 a month, which, you know, I do one episode a week, which is 25 cents an episode, and I really put a lot of work into getting these episodes. I have to do the research before, I'll write the show notes after, the outline, you know, that go off while I'm talking about it, and it all adds up to be quite a bit. Then the editing afterwards to try to take out all the ums and so's and long pauses. And I think I have a speech impediment from all of these ums, uhs, so's. Maybe I'm just spacey. That could also be it. I also found, you know, on a side note, I've also found some things about myself. Found out some things. Doing this sort of work is a good way to have self-discovery, I think. And one of the things that I've discovered about myself is that I have a teaching voice and a podcasting voice. When I listen back to some of my other episodes, I sound kind of like an NPR. And next we have Dizzy Gillespie playing Play That Trumpet. I think that I don't usually talk like that. I think I have a much more engaging sort of voice, but when I'm trying to teach, apparently I have a teaching voice. And I've just noticed that about myself. And I have a podcasting voice, which differ in my ears, because you know, I hear myself all the time. So one of the perks to being a Patreon supporter is that there is exclusive content for those that become a patron to somebody. So for instance, if there's a webinar that they want to all get together, or a Skype chat, or a, you know, I don't know, extra videos. See, when I was first writing these down, before I listened to that episode on Patreon, I was thinking, you know, like having videos on tanning rabbit hides, or a video on how to butcher chickens, or a video on building pallet furniture. After I listened to the episode, I realized I don't need to make, nobody needs to pay for access to those videos. They need, if people want to support us, it's just to support us, to encourage us to keep making those videos. And so most of the videos will probably be for free on our website, and if not on our website, then we will have them in our school, because we really want people to learn these skills. And Lindsay keeps telling me there's a difference between information and education. Information is you just tell people how to do things and just show them how to do things. But education is you hold them accountable and you give them assignments and give them ways to interact and learn through that way. You know, reading assignments and homework and projects that they do and then report back. And that's how you make sure that they are learning something and not just, you know, paying for information that they never get anything really from. I know I learn a lot more when I do things rather than just hear things. Earlier in the episode, I talked about, you know, building community, keep community engaged and up to date. And that's another thing that I didn't really realize that Patreon was, is that it is a way to, it's almost like a Facebook feed for Haven Homestead. And so you can, you know, we'll post new videos or new interesting things we found out. And when people have questions, they can, you know, ask us through that medium, and then we can answer them back and really build a community of conversations and like-minded people. When you're thinking about joining Patreon, what is the information that you get from it really worth? So if you learn how to raise chickens, and through the questions and answers, through the educational material, through the podcast, and it saves you from buying a, you know, spending all your money on a breed of chickens that fly out of your coop and run all around and get eaten by coyotes, or if you want to buy land but haven't thought through certain things that maybe were brought up in episode 2 on land, or, you know, all sorts of stuff. When we get into medical, you know, survival medicine or things like that, what is the value of it? It's kind of like an apple tree. You know, you get it for $20 at the nursery, and you go out, well, that's what it is over here where we live anyways. So you get a bare root tree for $20 at the nursery. You go out, you plant it. It's going to produce apples within a couple years for the next 50 years. What you paid for that tree at the beginning of that is a very, very small fraction to the value of the tree. And that's not counting the air it's cleaned or the beauty it gives you. And that's just talking about just the fruit. What you paid, the $20 you paid at the beginning, is such a small number compared to what the value is that you get from the apple tree. And I like to think that our website, our Patreon account, and what we're doing is like that. That we will, over the next several years, hopefully, give many, many ways to help people not make mistakes that we've made, or know what they need to do to fix the mistakes they did make. In the episode with David Jackson, I was kind of taking some notes for myself, and I might reiterate a few things that he said, just in case you don't listen to it, just give you a couple ideas of, you know, he says, so first when you start an episode, or when you start a page, they want you to do a couple things. One is make your first post. That's the first thing you're supposed to do is make a post so that people can see that you're actually engaged. And second is to visit your inner circle and ask them to support you. So ask for patronage from your inner circle, your family and your friends. And he mentioned something that says, you know, if you talk to your mom and you say, Mom, you know, if you go to the movies, that's probably $40 or $50 right there. You're going to buy a big thing of popcorn, you know, a big, you know, gallon of Coke, and then watch a movie that has some entertainment value to it. But after that, you're going to walk away $40 or $50 lighter. And I'd like to put in, well, what will you really get from it? You're going to be that much closer to diabetes. You're going to have popcorn holes in your teeth. You know, don't get me wrong. I mean, popcorn's great. But what is the long-term effect that you will get from it? Negligible. The entertainment value is there, but it's negligible as to the real-world value of a night at the movies. For $1 a month, you can support someone who brings further light and sustainability to everyone that wants to learn, can learn. Some of the things that he mentioned, or that she mentioned and he reiterated, was you need to have, and we're going to strive for, consistent content. So ever since January, which is when I did my first one, and now it's February the 16th, 2017. So we started our first one in January, and I've done a podcast every single week, and I plan on doing that as long as we're not out on vacation or something. And even then, I could probably podcast from the road, because I just use our laptop and a portable mic. And the other one is consistent engagement. So being engaged in the community constantly is something that I really look forward to. I'm excited, and I've had met with some very good outcomes from just starting to update my Facebook page. I talked to a friend who has the dealer playbook. His name's Michael Cirillo, and we were talking about adding value to the community, and he said that it's important to have more community-based events so that you can get people to understand that it's not just, you know, he does about car dealerships. It's not just about the car dealership, that it's about what, that they're people too, and that they have a place in the community, and they're a business. And, you know, it's just made me think that, you know, we need to have more events out here, and I'm going to strive to get that done here this year in 2017. We did a free gardening workshop, gardening and soil science workshop, and my mom and one of the ladies from church came out to it. That was all of our attendance. So I'm going to try to get more workshops like that. And the funny thing is this, it's free. We get more people to the classes that you have to pay for. But we will not be deterred by that, and we will give more community-based workshops in the future. And I just want to say that this Patreon support is much appreciated. We have 3 patrons now, and I'm very thankful for them. You know, in the effort to be transparent, it's truthfully Lindsay is one of my patrons, and I'm one of my patrons, and my sister is one. So as of this recording here at 4:04 p.m. on the 17th of February. So I just want to say that I really appreciate everyone out there who has supported us, if not through Patreon, then through coming out to our events or being there when we needed something, or any of the other aspects of, you know, just supporting us, liking our Facebook page, liking our posts, listening to our podcasts. All of those are very important to us. And I just want to say I'm very thankful and humbled by the support. And if there's anything else that you can see that that you're interested in, that you want me to do an episode on, then please comment on that. And also, please don't forget to favorite and share our different podcast episodes with those that might be able to use it. Well, that does it for episode 7 about Patreon. I almost forgot before we close here, come on out to havenhomestead.com. That's our website where we have lots of good information there, and also our podcasts and, you know, the other things you can find out about us there, with bios, some of Lindsay's information, and blogs that she's written. And our Patreon account is at patreon.com/havenhomestead, and Haven Homestead is one word, and that is where you can, the direct page right to us, so that you can come on out and support us with what we need to keep this glorious work going. And you've been listening to the Haven Homestead podcast, where we learn and grow together on our way to living more sustainable lives. Thanks for listening.